It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We got the one and only Victorious Vicky back there behind the glass.
Good Friday morning.
It is Friday morning. Is this Kane's night?
It is Kane's night. 8 o'clock, not 7, 8 o'clock, a little later. Gives you more time to prep for it.
8 o'clock, okay. We're not at home, so I can't go tailgate today. We ain't doing that.
No. Are we at home?
Are we at home tonight?
Yeah, we're at PNC.
Okay, good. Okay.
But it's going to be hot. It's going to be like 90-something today.
I'm not sure you want to tailgate today.
I know.
You may not make it to the game.
Better bring a tent.
You may be over there.
Wait a minute, man.
You may be over there, Rex.
I'm going to play golf in about 30 minutes. So.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Like,
bring
really?
Some water.
Yeah.
Drink a lot of water.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of water?
Yeah.
Like a whole lot.
Yeah. You know, I'm playing tomorrow, though. Playing golf.
I might not even go.
I'm going to ride around. I ain't going to play. I'm going to ride around and play a couple. You know. Play a couple holes. That's about it. I ain't gonna play the whole. Like,
he said, I'm the ultimate heckler.
I'm be heckling everybody else.
Come out and just heckle.
I know. That's what we do. The ball.
That's what we doing.
I don't do the golfing thing, but I'm real good at driving the golf cart.
Yeah, well, that's what we do.
Well, you do it.
And this tournament will start at like 12 o'clock, so you know it's gonna be hot.
Oh, yeah. Just don't think about that part.
There you go.
Don't matter what I shoot.
But it's
today.
The Cabot Golf Tournament. Come by and support us at Lockmere.
I'll come out there. I'm going to come out there after you get the lay of the land.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, what time is food?
Food's pre and post food.
I mean, you know I'm always post.
Okay.
So priorities, yes.
You know I always do
that'd post. That'd be 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, okay.
There you go.
I always show up for the post-game festivities.
Absolutely. Right.
Post-game festivities.
Absolutely.
Now, I ain't gonna never make the mimosas early.
Well, you know.
But I'll make the barbecue late. Don't you worry. Biggie, do we have a poll question up for today?
We do. So after Nick Saban's latest comments, brought to you by Oak Grove Tech, of course, do you think he was right or wrong for what he said?
Ooh, ooh.
And right now, everyone is saying right.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Wow.
I mean, well, no.
Wow.
I guess how you pose a question. Yeah,
no.
I mean, she's right. Because, I mean.
Was the question factually right?
Yes.
Or was he wrong for saying it?
Well, up to interpretation.
There you go. Absolutely. That's a good one.
Shame on all of you. All of you. You know he was wrong. Shouldn't
okay,
say that.
Okay. Okay, Kevin.
Okay, Kevin.
See, now he just being mean.
The full name.
Now he just being mean. So here's the deal. We talked about it. He mentioned something. I'm talking about Nick Saban in his comments yesterday.
Yeah.
He mentioned another school, another university, and another coach in his comments yesterday.
Sure.
And during this press conference, during this, you know, dinner, fundraiser, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, fundraiser. What's a fundraiser of our games?
I'm trying to figure out, what the hell could anybody tell me that I want to pay $1,000 a plate to go here?
Where's Nick?
I don't give a $1,000?
Well, it's fundraiser.
Who paying for that? Anyway, he mentioned Jackson State University, Coach Deion Sanders, and really what he was talking about was there is a D1 recruit, that top player in the country, cornerback, who said, I'm picking Jackson State University. And he said it was all well documented and known. It's all in the papers. He got $1 million to go play at Jackson State. I'm calling foul on that, Nick. You didn't say he got an NIL deal. What you said was he got $1 million to go play at Jackson State. And orchestrated and led by Deion Sanders. The problem I have with that statement, I got a lot of problems with the statement, but it makes it seem like for all the notoriety and all of the inroads and all of the things that have been going right, yeah, but the only reason anybody wants to go to HBCU because they had a cheat day to pay him to go. I got a problem with that, Nick. Now, he's later come out and apologize, say he shouldn't have said that. He's later come out and said it's been, you know, discounted that he does not have $1 million. He did not get $1 million. His family still stays in the same home that they stayed in before. Deion Sanders
just is
Travis Hunter.
Hunter, I mean. Yeah, saying that. Yes.
Yeah. Deion Sanders is saying that I don't even make $1 million, which he makes $300,000. But he's even come out and said that. My problem with that is it makes it seem, it still made it feel and seem like that the only way the HBCU was getting ahead, they had to go cheap. And I got a problem with that.
So, yeah. This is where, my love, Mr. Nick Saban, this is where we just, we separate right here.
Yeah.
The unmitigated gall to even suggest that this kid, Travis Henry, can't pick a school that's led by NFL Hall of Famer, by a black man, by an individual who's making inroads throughout the landscape of college football, a guy that can help you get to the next level. The fact that this guy couldn't make that decision to go and play for this guy, it had to be financially induced to do that, it's a joke. And it's a flag on the plate, like you said, and it's really unfortunate. And it may, that's why I drew the line. This Jimbo thing, that's all, I mean, yeah. That's whatever. That's. But when you come at the HBCUs, one of the ones that's changing the game for the whole HBCU landscape, the guy that's doing it right, and in fact, I don't give a damn if it is $1 million. Okay. Is that's part of the rule.
It's
so
part
what?
Of the rule.
But
just
don't,
like every other school.
But don't discount Deion Sanders as a black man leading men. Don't discount him as a guy that's been through this process, that understand what it takes to get to this next level if that's what you want to do. And he played cornerback just like you do.
Right.
So don't discount this guy. Don't, to your point, we don't have to buy people.
Right.
There are other things that's part of the HBCU culture. There are other things that's part of the whole environment.
That are attractive.
They are very, very attractive. So don't get it twisted. That's why I got a problem with. But he did backtrack a little bit. And I think he came out and apologized.
Yeah.
That was earmarked towards Deion. And they're going to, Deion, like you said, we're going to talk publicly at some point. But Nick, that's where we fell apart on that one. You got to fix that one, bro. Because I got a personal problem with that one.
Yeah, he, you know, the whole infighting with him and Jimbo and the SEC and all that, that's fine. Y'all kick each other around. But it means something different when you accuse a prominent black man that's out front trying to put – when you accuse him of cheating.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? It means something different. And that's the point I'm trying to make. It means something totally different to say Deion Sanders – and he said, if we can find – say Nick Saban's comments, extra comments.
Okay.
But Nick's extra comments, because he said,
about Deion.
And he said, and he was a D1 athlete.
Yeah.
Like we can't get D1 athletes.
The other part about it, and I read, here's the hook he got me. Well, I read it in the paper.
Really?
So.
And they bragged about it.
Come on, man.
Everything that's wrong with all of those little backroom stuff that they say to discount progress for HBCUs and African American people that are trying to do, all the little stuff is in there.
like
all that little stuff is in there.
Oh, it's floating around.
It's all in those statements.
You can see all that right there.
It's all right there in front of you.
Yeah,
and that's the part where I was like, look, now I'm like, I love the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa, the capstone of higher education, Nick Saban, the leadership and all that. But I'd be damned if you're going to see him talk about D.I. Love. And just, because it's uncalled for, it's unfounded, it's untrue.
It's uncalled for, it's unnecessary, it's what it is.
Now I'm going to tell you about personal preference, right? Personal.
Okay.
Where it hit me. You and I, we've been in some pretty prominent spaces in our life.
Yes. Oh, absolutely.
Some pretty great spaces.
Yes.
And some pretty places, some spaces where our faces were the only faces
often
that were our faces.
Many times. In different professions, by the way.
And then we get accolades and we get recognized, we get noticed for things, and we get, you know, patents. We get all kinds of stuff. And they say, well, you need to show me how you did that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
How did you get that?
Yeah.
What? Who gave you that? How'd you get the answers to that? Somebody actually asked me that one day. I said, excuse me? How'd you get the answers to that?
So now you try to go deep down. See, now you try to really go deep down.
Because
you really are, Mac.
Because that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's when you say certain things, I'm just telling you, that's how certain things fall on me.
Yeah.
And a lot of other people. And I want people to understand the weight of certain words when against certain people.
Sure.
Some people you can say certain things to, and culturally it means something different, right? Mm-hmm. With Jimbo and with the A&M and what they've done and all that kind of stuff.
That's all different.
That's all different.
Sure.
With the struggle and the strife and where we are as a community, as a society, and you say, you've had so much great success, I knew you were cheating.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't get that just based on your reputation, based on your skill set. You got to do something above board to get this special kid because he's a D1 guy, number one in the country. How dare him want to go to Jackson State?
There you go. There you go. I just want to lay it out for people, so you can kind of broaden your perspective just a little bit,
yep,
and see it from where we sit.
Yep, absolutely. From our lenses, absolutely.
From our lens, from where we sit.
Yep.
That's what it means when you say that. Because you probably said yourself, he didn't mean that against Dion. We all know he probably did. They didn't do it. Or we all know, he probably going to get an NIL deal or what have you. He didn't mean it. I said, no, you don't understand. When you try to ascend to a certain point, a certain level, and people say the only reason you can even get to where you are is because you're cheating, right? It's not a joke to us.
No, that's not a joke. Yeah. You had the answers already.
How'd you get the answers?
Yeah. Because you're clearly not smart enough to do that.
How'd you get the answers?
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
What year, Reese?
It's an easy one. It's easy, 1977.
76.
What year we got? We're going to find out. Keep on dancing. Anyway.
1976.
Bam!
Ding, 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 ding.
I mean.
Yes! Broke clock is right.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Twice a day.
At least twice a day.
So you got one more time to do it.
I got one more time today.
Use it for good.
Yeah.
I'm going to save it for the lottery.
There you go.
That's a good one.
I'm going
to
save it for the lottery.
I think we got somebody want to talk to us, man.
Uh-oh. Man, welcome back to the Sports Shot. Sports Shot, Reese and K-Mac. That's the Reese.
I'm
the K-Mac one. That is the one and only Victorious Vicky back there behind the glass. We got so much to talk about today, but right now, we're going to go to the phone lines. Who we got?
We have Will from Texas.
That's your guy.
Pray for me.
What's good, fam? How y'all doing?
Where you been, man? How you doing, brother?
What up, Noble? How we rolling?
Hey, what's up, Noah? How you doing, baby? How you doing?
I'm good. I have to put you on the squares before you get all crazy on me.
No, hey, you know how we do, right? Hey, I'm out here in this desert.
Yeah,
I'm on the countdown, baby. We will be leaving Texas.
I was going to say,
time is up.
You are literally out of the desert.
Literally, yes. Yes, I am.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So, hey, it's good to hear your voice on the phone. Because I've still been watching the show. I've just been busy here.
Appreciate it, man.
We appreciate you.
One chapter closing, and a new one starts.
We appreciate
you. Okay.
Yeah, I can say some stuff now that I couldn't say. K-Mac know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're glad to have you out of that, so come on back.
I'm coming back to the dirty, but a different location. But we'll talk about that later.
All right.
We'll talk about that part later. However, comma. I know it's early in the morning. I just want to have a quick dirty water and ice cube conversation.
Mm. That's what I'm talking about. What you
get
got?
Your boy. What's going on with your boy? Nicholas G. Satan.
Well, hold on now. Now, you heard the statement. You heard the comments. Which version are we talking about? With Dion or we talking about with Jimbo? With Jimbo?
So, first of all, overall, I have to agree with Emmanuel Acho, who said he ain't lying, but he just out of pocket for how he said what he said.
Exactly.
Yeah,
100%.
And he should have stayed up off of Jackson State.
Yeah, no, that's crossed the line.
I love out your mouth. And that's really my only issue with it, because I let the big boys go at it.
Yeah,
they can do what they got to do.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
But to bring up Jackson State, like, it's not even a knock to Jackson State. It's just the resources that the University of Alabama has the capstone of higher education. See, don't ever say I ain't say nothing nice.
I'm shocked that you even said that.
It took a lot for him to say that.
Well, I have a professor that went to Alabama that I'm still cool with, actually. So it's all love.
All right.
It's up on Thanksgiving weekend. So, but the resources they have, the amount of resources they have to pull from versus what Jackson State has is night and day.
Yeah.
It's night and day,
yeah.
Right? And the fact that Deion has been as successful as he has at Jackson State in the amount of time, I mean, one, it's not like Jackson State never had success before, but still, he's having a conversation with how to get teams to games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Come on, man. Really? And you worried about whether one player who hasn't played one snap of swag football.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't even been chopped by Grambling yet. And that's the kid we're going to make the comment about that he might have got a meal. And if he did, so what? Who cares?
Yeah.
Real talk. And I think those things were said in context that are in circles that I don't think the conversation was supposed to get out. And I know both of you, being successful professionals, you understand what I'm talking about. Sometimes things get said and stuff gets out, and they were supposed to be said in places of confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah.
And I think it might have got out of hand. But I agree with you. I appreciate the way you just explained it. That, you know, people like to downplay stuff. Oh, well, he didn't mean this, because yesterday afternoon his apologists were out. And they tried to skip over the what he said about Jackson State piece. But I can promise you this. If Jackson State had half of the resources that the University of Alabama had, they're gonna smoke some tail. They're going to knock somebody junk in the dirt on Saturday if they had half of the resources.
Yeah.
Right? That's how creative the people that we have at these HBCUs are. If they had half of those resources, they don't even need all of them. That's how good they are.
Mm.
So, you know, I appreciate how Shannon Sharp addressed it. Emmanuel Acho addressed it. Some other prominent black sportscasters, how they addressed it. Because he didn't get no pass on this one. And he shouldn't have got a pass. I don't think it was racist. I think anybody that says that is kind of out of pocket. But, you know, I don't know him like that. But I just think it was just inappropriate, because comparing with the work that they have to do versus the work that Alabama or even another school that's a FBS school has, it's night and day.
Yeah, and, not even close.
You know, when you have that kind of success and you've been that man who Nick Saban has been, and I, trust me, I still got a lot of respect for him. So you got to respect success. I need you to be a little more careful with that. Little more careful. Because you done opened up Pandora's box. And like a great entertainer in the state of Alabama says, you know, because he loves Alabama and Nicholas G. Saban, I told him, man, Nick ain't the only one with receipts.
Look, they ain't have to go
there. Ain't dirty, man. It's like you get on the block, you pump your chest, baby. Someone's going to see, oh, that's what we're doing. All right, we're going to find out. So, yeah. You know, so, hey, I got love for you. Thank you for the moment. I didn't want to take that long, but it's great to be back.
All right. Great to have you back, brother.
We appreciate you, man.
Right,
man.
I hang up and listen. Y'all right. Be easy.
Thank you.
Holler at me when you get back, man.
I will do War Eagle.
Man. Not me like that.
you know I'm gonna get it in there.
Not me like that. But yeah, man, it's Nick got work to do on this one.
No, he got a lot of work. Did we have something about Nick by Deion? Did Deion say something or
Deion when he called Deion and apologized or something like that?
Yeah, he
right?
did.
Deion like
I think he came out and said, did Deion say some stuff? Has he responded a little bit?
No, I haven't talked to him. I'm pretty sure he's tried to call. But we need to talk publicly, not privately. What you said was public. That is not a private conversation. Let's talk publicly and let everybody hear the conversation. Yeah, you can't do that publicly then call privately. No. But I still love him. I admire him. I respect him. He's the magna cum laude of college football, man. And that is going to be what it is, because that's what he's earned. That just is wrong. To the left, when he should have stayed, right? I'm sure he'll get back, of course. I ain't tripping.
Hey,
I understand who it was for. It wasn't me. Coach That's where his bag
been. Actually, that sound bite spells it
perfectly.
It really does.
He said it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
He said I know he was who he was trying to get to.
Yeah.
Right. It's for him and his bad guys and all of that. But you gotta talk to me in public though. You can't.
You can. Yeah. Exactly. I don't want to be like, hey, we'll talk later. No. We're gonna talk about this in a public forum. Right.
Because Dion also recognizes what we just mentioned.
Yes.
That is bigger than that.
Yes.
See, when you say certain things about certain people, so we used to always joke about the universe of lies and mistruths, right?
Yes.
And how damaging it can be. Mm-hmm. This is dangerous territory, because when you start floating certain things out there, right, you know it ain't true, right?
Right.
But it's like playing chess. You know, I know if I make this move, you're going to make that move. You're going to take this. You're going to take that. But I'm doing all that to distract you from the move that I'm making over here. Right? So the lies of, you know, mistruths and, you know, innuendos and all this other stuff, you got to cut that stuff off publicly, not privately, publicly.
Yeah.
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.